The Gemara in Sachem, Daf Nun Gimel, Rav Yehuda points out in the name of Rav that it's also for one to say, Baso Zeh LePesach, this meat is for Pesach. Because why? Because it gives the appearance as though he's eating a karban which was slaughtered outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And Tosis explains, a person might think that the meat comes from a behemoth that was designated for the Karban Pesach. And eating from such a Karban Pesach, which is slaughtered outside the Beis HaMikdash, is Shchut Eichut, is a Isser Kares. So according to this explanation, that Rabbi Yehuda's halacha only applies to meat of an animal which is fit for a Karban Pesach, i.e. sheep and goats. And then if you're talking about sheep and goats, you shouldn't say buses ala Pesach. But if you're talking about something else, obviously it can't be referring to the Karban Pesach. And however, Rashi has a different explanation. When he says this meat is for Pesach, that buses ala Pesach could mean that he's designating the worth of the meat, whatever he purchases for the Karban Pesach. And therefore, the meat becomes hektish, and it has to be redeemed in order to eat it. So the redemption money must be used to purchase a Karban Pesach. So according to this explanation, going to Rashi, so you have to be careful. It doesn't just apply to goats and sheep, but it even would apply to fowl and fish. Why? Because these foods could also acquire kedusha if they're designated for the purpose of a karban. Therefore, when you're discussing your Pesach, your Passover shopping, so the post can bring down, one should be careful not, you should say, I'm getting food for Yantav, not food for Pesach. And whether, you know, that's some based on this Machokas, Rashi and Tosis, on how far do you take Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, and in terms of giving the thing buses at Pesach, if it's going to give the, if it's going to give the impression you're violating Shkut Eichot and other prohibitions.